standing strong. What helps you choose to obey God over everything else? The Jewish elders completed questioning Peter and John about how the lame man at the beautiful gate had been healed by the power of Jesus. Then they put Peter and John out of the room and started discussing and debating the case among themselves. What is to be done with these men, some asked. Everyone in Jerusalem knows that this extraordinary miracle has been done through them, and we cannot deny it. Others said, but we have to keep this matter from spreading any further among the people. So let's warn these men never again to speak to anyone in the name of Jesus. This was agreed, and Peter and John were called back into the council room. They were warned never again to speak or teach in the name of Jesus. The two witnesses responded, you judge what is right in God's sight, to obey you or to obey God. We have been commanded by God to speak of all that Jesus did and said, which we have seen and heard. With great bluster, the council members warned them even more strongly not to teach or speak in the name of Jesus. But then they set Peter and John free because they realized that punishing them wouldn't be popular since so many people were praising God for the miraculous healing of the man who had been lame for 40 years. Lord, please help us to love standing strong in our obedience to you. What helps you choose to obey God over everything else?